Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's tough to navigate a game like that, just given the roster constraints right now, short bench, things like that, the game goes on like this.
Yeah, we had limited options, so it's actually not really hard to navigate it, truthfully. When you look at the card at the end of the night, I mean, we've pushed Rodriguez and Feliz as far as we can, and Liriano, we maybe get one more outing on him tomorrow. Rios threw 28 last night. Wong's unavailable. Hartley was unavailable tonight. We found out after I thought he was okay, he's got a right foot problem. He won't pitch tomorrow either. He wasn't available. So your options are limited. We put Holmes into double switch. If he gives up a run, he stays in and pitches the ninth, but he doesn't, so we have Keone come out and face the middle of the order in the ninth. And truthfully, if we take care of the ninth inning on our side, we're not even having the same conversation. Oh, I still don't think anything's been close to that. If you look at the ball strike ratio, the overall command. He had so much adrenaline flowing that, and everything was just sharper and crisper. He went out and battled tonight. He had to pitch, stayed away from crooked numbers, limited to one run in each inning. The leadoff hitters were complicating things for him, especially with two doubles in the inning. He was able to pitch through it and around it. So, Gutty made pitches when he had to. The sinker played. The changeup played well for him, too, and he mixed in some curveballs. So he had to roll his sleeves up, go pitch tonight, and he did.
You guys had a couple chances in the later innings. I know they didn't convert the way you would have wanted them. I mean, important to see guys in that situation, what you learned from them.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, a couple situations for sure, but the biggest situation was the ninth inning. He had second and third, and Osuna's up. You know, it's a split and two fastballs. He wasn't able to catch up to either one of the fastballs and put on Cabrera and then Elmore, three straight fastballs. The one later, I mean, McRae stretched the inning out for us and put a runner in scoring position, and Elmore had another shot. We're playing with a different lineup. We're playing under much different situations, as is the other team right now. So the guys are doing the best they can with what they got, with where they are. And there's been some different opportunities come for a lot of people a lot of different ways. Tonight it didn't end up on the right side for us because we didn't execute. You know, really the big inning is, again, the ninth inning. You put that inning away. We pitched extremely well tonight. The number of people we left on base, we made some really good pitches when we had to. But overall, we needed some offense to show up tonight. We weren't able to do that.
Barron okay?
I think he's still being seen, or he's at the hospital. So I don't have an update. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. That early in the game, and he just drove in a run. Yeah, that was sad. Hopefully, he's okay.
I don't mean to be fatalistic. Who is your third catcher?
We've got two different third catchers if we need them. So you're not. You got to plan for these things. Elmore would be one. Yeah, Elmore would be one. Normally, I don't tell you guys, and you'll find somebody will go back and just show up there. Because I don't want to tell him. I don't want him staying up all night. But Elmore volunteered the first time he came up that he had caught a few years ago. And actually, Reyes was the guy we put through all the drills in spring training. So it'll look like a bunch of equipment's just behind home plate if it's not stalling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.